Commercial salmon fishing in Alaska is closely regulated, with the Department of Fish and Game opening and closing fisheries based on calculations of the fish population. But where do they get the information to make those calls? KDLG's intern Spencer Tordoff went to a fish count tower in southwest Alaska to find out.
The fleet, thousands of fishermen, millions of sockeye, and the whole basis of the local economy flounders or flourishes based on this.
Come on. There we go. See, you can see some down there right now.
Oh, yeah. That's the sound of your average store brand tally counter, one of the primary tools used for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's commercial harvest estimates, known here in the Bay as the count. Isaac Reynolds is one of the three-person team operating the Wood River Tower this season. He's on the evening shift, but he volunteered to show me what he and his coworkers do once per hour, all day, every day. Counting sockeye salmon as they make their way up to Lake Aleknagik.
The only times that we ever have any trouble seeing them is if it's really nasty out and the wind's just driving the water into a frenzy. But other than that, and we also count the ones who go downstream too as a negative number.
Reynolds and his teammates Minette Schwer and Alex Perio each take an 8-hour shift to keep the count running 24 hours. Only sockeye are counted at Wood River, so you have to keep a sharp eye to pick them out among other fish in the water.
And I mean, if you look down there, there's two or more right there that are also pink salmon. Generally, they're smaller. They have a different tail shape. They have a different distinctive color in the water.
The tower itself is bare scaffolding, with enough room to seat two on the top. There's one on each side of the river, and this one is about 30 feet tall, secured to the ground with ratcheted tie-down straps. There's no ladder or stairs. To get up or down, you climb the outside of the tower.
When I first got on top of that tower, I was like, oh boy.
The count is reported from here and seven other towers in Bristol Bay to Fish and Game along with survey data, sizes and sexes of fish that are recorded a few times a day. From there, the department makes its decisions on which areas to open or close based on escapement, a target number of fish that make it up the river to spawn. Reynolds says he knows that it's painful for the fleet to be shut out of fisheries, but it's important to preserve the future of the resource.
I mean, it's not fun for everybody when we don't get enough fish going up the river and we have to close off districts. But the truth is if we didn't do that, the entire surrounding region would be at so much of a greater disadvantage.
Counting towers are expensive to run, and state budget cuts have started to threaten their operation. As government faces lean times, private groups, from processors to native associations, have stepped in to keep them staffed and counting fish for the length of the run. I'm Spencer Tordoff.